From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Rockbridge Christian Church voted Sunday to become the second sanctuary church in Columbia. Sanctuary churches offer shelter to immigrants who are faced with the threat of deportation. The Unitarian Universalist Church in Columbia became the city's first sanctuary church in April. Reverend Molly Hausch-Gordon says the Unitarian Universalist Church is pleased that another church has joined their effort to help the immigrant community.
We work with them through the Faith Voices Sanctuary Network, which has been kind of a process among people of faith in Columbia to discern how we can bring human dignity back into the equation.
The Columbia City Council approved the annual budget last night for the upcoming fiscal year. The council voted to increase utility rates by 4% for municipal water services, but voted against a hike in electricity rates. Mayor Brian Treese proposed postponing the votes on utility rates until Water and Light had up-to-date financial reports. Ward 3 Councilmember Carl Scala agreed it was difficult to make a decision without those reports.
I can't quite pull the trigger to go the full distance here when there are some real shortcomings that really need some remediation. And it's not so much what the information is, it's just that it's not there.
The hike in water rates is necessary to offset decreased cash reserves, which City Manager Mike Mathis said could run out as soon as 2019 without the rate increase. A public meeting on bridge replacements along the MKT Nature Trail will be held Thursday afternoon between 4 and 6. The meeting by the MLK Memorial off Stadium Boulevard will allow for park planners to lay out the details of the $380,000 project and answer any questions from residents. A large section of the trail will be closed for several months as at least two wooden bridges are being replaced. Janet Godon is a city park planner and said many bridges will undergo renovations.
So the bridges are all about 100 years old, and they certainly can carry the weight of pedestrians and cyclists, but what they can't do is support the weight of maintenance vehicles and emergency vehicles.
The new bridges will securely bear that weight. A large section of the trail will be closed from November 27th until April 2018. A detour route has been established, and maps and advice will be given out at the event on Thursday. A third person appointed by Governor Eric Greitens to the State Board of Education won't serve on the board. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Heidi Crane declined to accept an appointment to replace Springfield resident Melissa Gellner. Gellner resigned last week, saying that Greitens' administration was pressuring her to make, quote, rash decisions about leadership. A third appointee, Delbert Scott, withdrew because his job barred him from taking the appointment. Greitens' spokesman did not return a request for comment on Tuesday. From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup.